Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
This is Bob Soucy for Patriots Today as we continue our NFL draft preview with a focus up front. In 2014, the Patriots used three of their first six picks on offensive linemen, including a pair of fourth-round selections on Florida State's Brian Stork and Stanford's Cameron Fleming. Stork's emergence at center, starting 11 of 13 regular season appearances, served to solidify New England's line, while Fleming's development as an extra tackle played an important role in the team's postseason success. A year later, the Pats entered April with longtime starter Dan Connolly exploring free agency, and veterans Nate Solder, a first-round choice 4 years ago, and Ryan Wendell, signed only through the 2015 campaign. So once again, it seems offensive linemen are objects of strong interest as the Patriots prepare for the upcoming draft.
Joined now by Paul Prillo of Patriots Football Weekly. And Paul, as we've just seen last year, the Patriots really did well in the draft, getting Brian Stork and Cameron Fleming. Each had an immediate impact. What about this draft class, and how does it figure in the plans of the Pats in 2015?
Yeah, the sexy positions for the good-looking guys, Bob. Offensive line, and I agree with you. I think this is an area they had success in last year, and I look for them to do a little bit more of the same. You don't have those marquee tackles, but the kid from Iowa, I think, is pretty good. Brandon Scherff, and a guy that Kirk Ferentz coached also at Iowa. You have that connection with Belichick and his familiarity, so you know you get good intel there. Some questions whether or not he's going to be a tackle or a guard, but again, Bob, I'm really focusing more on the guards, and you could probably get any guard in the draft at number 32, and even if you wanted to trade that pick and move down into the second round, there's a lot of good talent available.
And when you talk about connections, the Patriots have established one with Coach Rick Trickett at Florida State because of Brian Stork, and he's got a guy who began his career at tackle and played center last year and certainly could fit in between a guard and Cameron Irving.
Yeah, and he's a guy that has, you know, we always talk about versatility. That's what Bill Belichick loves, and this is a guy who proved that he could play at a very high level at all three spots. So I would expect Cameron Irving to be a guy that the Patriots are really looking at. Trey Jackson's another guy from Florida State, another big guy, but he's a prototypical guard, played a lot of football at Florida State. Really like his game, too. And again, they're very well coached. And we know there's a familiarity with Dante Scarnecchia. Don't forget, Bob, because he's still around. And we know that he works a lot with Coach Trickett. So this is, I think, a school and a position to keep in mind.
There's another ACC product, Laken Tomlinson of Duke. And then, of course, there's South Carolina's A.J. Cann.
Yeah, I like both of those guys. Really athletic for guards. I think Tomlinson in particular is very quick and agile. He can move around, but yet they have the power to play inside. So I think A.J. Cann is a guy would make a lot of sense from South Carolina.
I'm going to throw one sleeper out there.
Go ahead.
Hobart, you can't finish up. Ellie Marpet, guy who absolutely blew up the combine, Division III player. Obviously a lot of development left, but Bill Belichick likes to develop offensive linemen. Ellie Marpet.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.